Healthcare providers are welcoming the arrival of the first coronavirus vaccines, but among some providers, there's also a sense of dread about a short supply of COVID tests, especially with demand increasing just before the Christmas holiday. Some providers, especially those serving lower-income communities, say that wide-scale, quick testing remains an elusive goal. It's another area, they say, where the pandemic is highlighting social inequities. WLTBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Lou Brady is among those worried about a flood of people trying to get tested this week, especially right before Christmas. He's CEO of Family Health Center of Worcester, which saw a 50% increase in demand for testing leading up to Thanksgiving. He's bracing for something similar this week.
Right now we're walking to our new arrangement for COVID testing through the winter.
The arrangement is an outdoor walk-up testing site.
We added an outdoor trailer to improve the flow and to create a safer environment for both our staff and our patients.
The trailer near the health center's front door has about a half dozen partitioned off areas for patients to get tested. It's open on each end, almost like a carport with walls. Several space heaters are inside, and there's a closed off area in back for staff and supplies.
It is a makeshift testing area, and we're grateful for it.
Grateful, Brady says, because right now the center's testing on average more than 500 people a week, with a staggering 29% positive test rate.
The people in our communities, they live in multi-person households, they're sharing one bathroom, they're taking public transportation, they're working in jobs that expose them, they're grocery workers, healthcare workers. It's why we feel a deep responsibility to the community to provide this level of testing and same-day access.
But access doesn't mean same-day results. Last week, it took the center about 2 days to get results. Around Thanksgiving, it took as long as 6 days. So when the governor recently announced that the state could make available the new rapid test, the Abbott Binax Now, the center immediately applied for some.
The Binax Now test will be a pressure relief valve going into this holiday season.
The center received 1,000 tests and started using them last week. The Binax Now is an antigen test that provides results in 15 minutes and doesn't require a lab. Although intended for symptomatic patients, the state is allowing it to be used for those without symptoms. The Family Health Center's Associate Medical Director, Jeremy Malin, says the test is effective if it's done about a week after someone is exposed to COVID.
The understanding is that the viral loads are similar in both symptomatic versus asymptomatic individuals who are infectious. That's why we know that we can use this test for asymptomatic individuals, and we're still going to capture the people who are infectious.
The state has received about a third of the 2 million Binax Now tests that it's requested, and it says it's not clear when Abbott might provide more. Abbott says it's working on fulfilling the federal government's order, which will then go to the states. In Massachusetts, the tests are intended for nursing homes, schools, homeless shelters, and community health centers. Malin says the Worcester Center's 1,000 tests won't go very far, so he's hoping more will come soon.
At the moment, we have supplies to get to January. We have no confirmation that we'll have further shipments from either the state or from Abbott.
The uncertainty about the Binax Now supply prompted another health center to decide against using it, even though they're concerned about testing capacity. Janice John, medical director of the acute care clinic at the Cambridge Health Alliance in Somerville, says accommodating the new tests would have required too many logistical changes for what might be a short-time use of one test. John says the state should be prioritizing the community's hardest hit by COVID.
I'm not sure that we should be encouraging everyone to be doing asymptomatic testing and surveillance when we can't even have access for the people in the communities that are actually the highest risk.
The community health centers say they've become resourceful during this pandemic, and they will try to minimize testing delays for the holidays and the winter as they now prepare to administer COVID vaccines, which are expected to arrive this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.